Welcome to episode 546 of Salcedo Paranormal, and tonight I'm starting my review of Frankenstein by Mary Shelley, and that is the book. As always, you can find all episodes and links to social media and other ways to contact me at the podcast page, and that is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. That's S-A-L-S-I-D-O, paranormal. .podbean.com. Always happy to hear from you all, whether you have comments or questions or topic suggestions or stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or from others that you trust. Happy to either read those or have you join me on the show to talk about them. Thank you all for listening, whether you are here for the live streams on Discord, or if you listen to the podcast or YouTube feeds, or on the Trouble Minds Radio Network, KUAP Digital Broadcasting, where you can hear replays of two episodes of the show every night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, right before Trouble Minds Radio comes on. As always, I want to thank Michael Strange, host of Trouble Minds Radio, as well as Liam Martin, host of the Exiled Minds podcast, for producing these shows and putting them up on the station as you hear them there with all the music and everything at the beginning and end of every show. So it takes care of that. If you'd like to support the show, there are some different ways to do that. You can always share the show with others and rate and review it on your favorite podcast platform. You can find books I've written in paranormal fiction and nonfiction over on Amazon. You can also sign up on the Patreon page at any of the paid membership tier levels there to get one extra True Paranormal Stories from the Web episode every month. Or you can just make one-time donations through PayPal. Help is never expected, but always appreciated, as there are expenses in making these shows, from equipment to research materials to travel expenses in some cases. So that takes care of all the usual introduction stuff. Doing a two-part review of the novel Frankenstein. And this kind of came about as a little while back I realized I had never made it through all the way through the novels Dracula by Bram Stoker or Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. I had tried reading them in school, middle to I think high school, but I was not used to the style of speech or dialogue in those stories because they were older. And so, and also the format, the epistolary format, I believe it is, which is means that the books are made up, both of those books, are made up of letters and journal entries. And in Dracula, of course, there were newspaper clippings and things like that. So it's a completely different format from what I was used to in reading. And so recently I finally decided to listen to those books, because that's how I take in books now, and do reviews on them. So we already done Dracula, and that was fun. And I think this will be good too. I think of the two, I do prefer Dracula better, but Frankenstein was still obviously very influential, and so that is part of why I wanted to do this, because obviously there were movies made based on the book and all different kinds. So I just have a very simple synopsis of the book here, and I'll sort of just comment on things as we go. I think it's going to be two episodes, but it might not be. So, and if y'all have any suggestions for, I should probably say this too, for older books, sort of books that are probably in the public domain now that I can just get on audio, please let me know as far as horror or nonfiction sort of paranormal stuff. I'd be happy to review any of those kinds of books that I can just get either for free or really cheap, a few dollars or whatever. I'd be happy to listen to those books and then review them in future shows and go with that, do that once in a while. Now, after we do this review of Frankenstein, I will be getting into another one of those long series of reviews of books, of a basically an older book all about ceremonial magic, the Book of Ceremonial Magic, I think it's called. And that will be a sort of similar to the Charles Fort, Complete Books of Charles Fort series, where it'll be many episodes. And I've already started kind of getting the summaries ready for that. That's going to be the next book review we do. So I think it's good to sort of put a couple of fictional books in between, looking back at these older books on other aspects of sort of the unexplained and the history of that. And one thing I want to get into and sort of learn more about is magic. So that's next on the book review agenda, or type of shows. So, but going to this summary here, and I actually had Claude, which is an AI, write this. And so the book, again, it's made up of art letters and journal entries. And so the story basically goes as follows. Victor Frankenstein, who is a young scientist from Geneva, becomes obsessed with the idea of creating life. And so he studies, he comes from a family that is fairly wealthy. He does have parents and a brother, and he has this is one of those odd parts in the book. I guess maybe it was something that was done more in the past. I'm not sure. The family sort of adopted a girl around Frankenstein's age, Victor's age, to come and live with them and be sort of raised with them while also helping out around the house somehow. I don't know how that works. But anyway, she becomes more important later on in the story. So he starts out with his family and goes off to study chemistry and natural philosophy, apparently, and other, after years of research, I'm sorry, he figures out the secret of life somehow. So using this knowledge, Victor creates a humanoid creature from various body parts acquired through different means. And once he brings the creature to life using, again, these body parts, and then it does mention electricity somewhere in the book, but very, very briefly, he is afraid and frightened by its appearance and abandons it, leaves the lab, and eventually, not long after that, actually, the creature, which is confused and alone, of course, tries to integrate into society after leaving the lab, but is repeatedly rejected due to his appearance. So, and this is all told through, again, journal entries and letters. So the first part of the book is from this ship captain that actually sees the creature while they're in the I can't remember if it was Arctic Circle or Antarctic. I think it was Arctic. But anyway, up basically in this winter, very dangerous winter conditions, they see this creature on a sled with dogs, and then they come across Victor Frankenstein, who is nearly dead by the time they find him. And turns out that Victor has been chasing the creature. Again, one important thing to point out here is that the creature is not named Frankenstein. That is the actual scientist, the man that made the creature. So those are two different entities here to keep track of here in this review. So let me see here. Let me get back to the file and find my place again because I lost it. So let me see here. So yes, the creature, confused and alone, tries to integrate with society, but is rejected because of his appearance. And again, he's taller than most people, sort of larger, not quite like a huge giant, but just extremely tall and just very, I believe hideous was one of the words used to describe him in the novel. So at one point, the creature finds printed material, learns to read and speak, and then eventually tracks down Frankenstein. Now, before he does this, he finds Frankenstein's brother, younger brother, and tries to sort of become friends with him, but it doesn't work. And in a sort of a fit of rage, this creature does kill Frankenstein's younger brother. And this is actually what brings Victor Frankenstein back home, is the word that his brother has been killed. Someone else is accused of the murder, but Victor is sure that it's not the right person, that it was actually the creature. And so Victor does meet with the creature near his home. And the creature demands that Victor create a female companion for him so that he won't be alone. So that he can, by his own, basically his own plans, go and live out in the middle of nowhere with this companion and never bother anyone again. And at first, Victor does agree to do this after sort of being moved by the creature's story of all the things that he went through, finding people, trying to get close to them, not really having any success, being sort of attacked and chased away after a couple of times, really. So anyway, but after the two separate, after Victor and the creature go different ways, and after Victor started creating or putting together this new creature, this female counterpart, he becomes frightened of the possible consequences of creating another being because of everything that happened with the original and the way the original seemed so prone to anger and violence. And again, for reasons that are not hard to understand, not that violence is ever good, but still given the situation. So, but after, at one point, after Victor decides not to do this, the creature approaches him and asks why and demands that Victor complete the process. And so Victor refuses. And the creature vows revenge on Victor's wedding day. That's when everything will be sort of come down around Victor. And in the meantime, between then and that wedding day, Victor's best friend is killed by the creature. And then not long after that, Victor goes back home. He does go back home. I'm sorry. And at one point, and he does sort of agree to marry his friend from childhood. That was, again, they grew up together, but they were not actually technically brother and sister. But anyway, in the meantime, so Victor is trying to forget everything that happened and just live life, even while knowing that the creature is probably always watching and planning for eventual revenge on Victor and his family. Again, the creature already killed his brother, killed his best friend. So, but in the meantime, Victor does get married, and this whole time, his wife, Elizabeth, can tell that there's something bothering Victor and wants to know what it is. And Victor promises to tell her after they are married. So they go on a honeymoon back to where Elizabeth's family is from. And the creature comes back. When they are in two different rooms, the creature comes back and even though Victor was sure that the creature was going to attack him, the creature actually goes after and kills the wife, Elizabeth. And at that point, that is when Victor starts to chase to try to find the creature and chases him all the way to the North Pole, which is where the story, the book, begins, with Victor on this ship telling this captain this whole story. I guess we'll have to do something else for part two tomorrow for this. Maybe look at some of the later versions and ways the story was used, because we're already almost to the end of the book here, which is fine. I can do that. But the story ends with Victor on the ship, and he actually passes away from his injuries and lack of food and being out in the freezing cold for so long. And the creature comes by, stops, and gets in the boat and mourns the death of Victor, even with everything that has happened, and then leaves the boat, never to be seen again by the captain there. And so it's really all about sort of creation and destruction, I mean, in a way. But just the perils of making something like that, making new life, and what can happen if you try to do that, and how it can go wrong. So it was an amazing book. I definitely recommend it. It's if you can sort of get past the older style of speech. There's a lot of description of just the different environments, the scenery in the areas where the characters are at, which is nice in a way. So it was a good book, and I don't know, it's just it's amazing how it still works today. And obviously, like I said, it's been sort of added on to and changed and put into movies, and I imagine other books as well. Of course, probably made into books for younger readers. I think I remember having one that was like a almost like a retelling of the book in novel format, like the traditional novel format. I feel like I remember having something like that when I was a kid. Years ago now. So that was that book. And again, you have this scientist making life somehow. And again, that's one of the other amazing things about this book, is it's very, very vague about how what he does, or what he figures out, how he figures it out, what Victor figures out, and how he's able to do it. And other than does mention electricity, but still, that's, I wonder if that implies, and again, who knows for sure, but I wonder if that implies that even though it's alive, it's not. But see, in the book, that doesn't seem this way. I was going to say that maybe it's alive, but doesn't have any kind of a soul or spirit. But in the book, it seems like it very much does have emotions and feelings and things. So, I don't know how all that really can be explained. That's that book. Again, I'm open to reading other books in the future. I did see, I believe I can get some books from H.G. Wells in audio that I can listen to. I've been thinking about doing that for future reviews. I was thinking about The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde for a book, possibly, to review. And definitely I'll look into some of the ways that Frankenstein has sort of been improved on or been used in future books and movies and things. I know there's a lot of movies, and obviously used in popular culture. And so that's the sort of the end of that overall review of that book. Again, plans for future books. I'm going to be reviewing The Book of Ceremonial Magic by Arthur Waite, I believe, which is also, if I'm not mistaken, he's part one of the people that helped make one of the original tarot decks, or one of the first tarot decks. That's going to be sort of the next big book review series. And I'll go with that, probably starting next weekend. And I have some others in mind, and so I am thinking about reviewing the Odd Thomas series of books at some point as well. Maybe after this book on ceremonial magics, I'll do that. That could be fun. So that's plans for that. Thank you all, as always, for listening to these shows. Please check out all the links in every episode description, and especially those that have where I have guests, and check out their links and see what they're doing. Again, I definitely recommend listening to the Troubled Minds Radio Network, KUAP, Digital Broadcasting. It's on all day, so there's content from several different people besides myself and besides Troubled Minds. And so there's always stuff they're playing to listen to 24/7. And so I like to tune in whenever I can. And if it's one of my shows, I mute it, but because I don't need to listen to myself for any more than I have to. But plenty of other great shows in there. Again, if you'd like to hear more book reviews and you have ideas for what you'd like to hear me review, you can always reach out to me and I'll see what I can do. Also, as always, I'm happy to read any accounts of your experiences you had on these shows. And because I've done that before for some people, and it's an amazing thing to be able to do. I do like finding the things online from just people at random, but it's always amazing to hear from people that that write in or in some cases volunteer to be on the show with me, because that's a conversation, and it's amazing what can come up during those conversations, ideas that either the person that experiences or me personally, or that I've never had before, that come up during those conversations. So definitely recommend sending any of those kinds of accounts to me. You can contact me through Gmail. That's salcedoparanormal@gmail.com. Send in whatever written versions of accounts you have of your experiences, and I will use them in the show if I can. I try to steer away from anything too negative, or at least anything that's just nonstop, completely negative experiences. Again, not because I don't think that they're real, but it's just that there are other shows out there that handle sort of the darker aspects of the paranormal in a much more, much better way than I think I could. I have a hard time doing that too much. So, then there are plenty of shows, and there's plenty of other shows that just cover the darker stuff because it gets more clicks or whatever. But then there's plenty of shows out there that do cover the darker stuff and are very compassionate and caring. And again, just that's why I don't do all the darker things. I cover all the darker things in these shows. So, but that takes care of that. Thank you all for listening to me ramble, especially for that last few minutes. The review went faster than I expected. So thank you all, and I will talk to you all on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal. Take care.